now.
15 hanged, soy butter recall. I'm Barton Eckert. Jordan hanged 15 people at daybreak. 10 have been convicted on terror charges. The Centers for Disease Control says 12 people in 5 states have become ill from E. coli. Correspondent Bill Michaels.
Health officials identified I Am Healthy soy nut butter as the likely cause of the outbreak. I Am Healthy has issued a voluntary recall of its original creamy soy nut butter with a freshness date of August 30th or 31st, 2018.
A new report released by the Department of Homeland Security says travel ban may be held back because of costs and court procedures. Thanks to several days of dry weather, crews are restarting a power plant at the base of the Oroville Dam, allowing them to release water from the Northern California lake. I'm Barton Eckert. President Trump is promising a hike in defense spending in his weekly address. Trump delivered the address aboard an aircraft carrier on Thursday, where he gave a speech outlining his plan for $54 billion in more defense spending. As the Trump administration promises a crackdown on marijuana, our Evan Haining reports that lawmakers in Oregon, where recreational pot is legal, are pushing to keep pot users' info out of federal hands.
Oregon state legislators, Democrat and Republican, are supporting legislation that requires marijuana businesses to destroy customers' personal information gathered for marketing purposes within 48 hours. That includes names, addresses, and birth dates.
The U.S. has carried out another round of airstrikes targeting al-Qaeda fighters in Yemen, bringing the number of strikes against the terror group to more than 20 in the past 2 days. I'm Barton Eckert.
It's 6:02 on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. Good morning, I'm James Stanley. 19 attorneys general have signed on to a brief to the U.S. Supreme Court in support of a transgender teenager who wants to use the boys' bathroom at his Virginia high school. The friend of the court brief argues that allowing transgendered people to use bathrooms matching their gender identity creates no public safety or financial burdens. A federal appeals court has upheld a law used to prosecute people who disrupt Supreme Court proceedings. That ruling on Friday involves 5 people who stood up as the high court was gaveled into session in 2015 and began speaking or singing in protest of court rulings. They argue that the law barring loud language or making oration in the building is unconstitutionally vague. A couple of teenagers were killed and another injured in a single vehicle crash in Charles County. Major Chris Becker of the Charles County Sheriff's Office tells a local radio station that the car was apparently speeding when it reached a congested area in Waldorf, and the driver had to swerve to avoid vehicles hitting a utility pole. A 33-year-old Maryland man has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for assaulting 5 women at knife point while they were walking home from Washington, D.C. metro stations. Demetrius Banks of Riverdale, Maryland, was found guilty in November of nearly 2 dozen felony counts after a 4-week trial in Superior Court. His sentence was just handed down on Friday. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has vetoed legislation prohibiting the release of people from jail if federal immigration officials had requested that they be detained. The governor said the bill sent an anti-immigrant message and was unnecessary because the state's law enforcement authorities already work closely with federal immigration agencies. Now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center checking the roads, we do have an accident to report, but no big delays from it. It's early. It's on 95 northbound, just past Highway 216. It's on the left side of the road, so we're seeing a little bit of a delay from folks having to get over from that fast lane, a lane or two, to get by it. But just watch for the brake taps. You should be okay to get through there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Sunny today, high of only 41. 21 overnight, though, with clear skies. Sunny with a high of 41 on Sunday, just like today. We're going to warm up to close to 60 on Monday, with a chance of rain in the forecast Monday night that should last a couple of days. Right now, it's fair and 28 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's everything you need to know, Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30 and again at 6:30, it's the Chris McKay Show. Then at 7, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. Check out Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 8, The Wise Investor at 9. Trading Up at 10, Financial Safari at 11, Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon, The Underwriter's Corner at 1, The Del Walmsley Show at 2, The Retirement Key at 3, and Sunday night at 7, it's Real Estate Today on WMAL.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BollAndBranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get two free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Call 877-54. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
I used to play a lot of sports in college, but when I got older, my legs started to burn and ache, making it hard to work out. Then I noticed those varicose and spider veins. I couldn't believe it. I thought this only happened to my mom and her friends.
The professionals at Vein Clinics of America have performed over 1 million personalized procedures for their patients, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring your legs back to health in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
I called Vein Clinics of America, and they fixed my legs. No more ugly veins. Now I can run and do squats again.
Guys, get back in the game. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors and learn how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call now. 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has hit 21,000. Does that make you excited or worried? Hi, Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, right here every weekend. 21K on the Dow has gotten lots of media attention, but it's pretty irrelevant to you and your financial goals. The stock market does its thing, and no matter what it does, you still have to get kids and grandkids through college, prepare for your own retirement, and care for aging parents. So you should be focusing on your goals, and that's why you should call us at Edelman Financial Services. For 30 years, we've provided straightforward, common sense financial and investment advice to people just like you. Let us help you achieve your goals. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Great to have you with us. And plenty to talk about this morning. Very recent developments in the Jeff Sessions situation, the Attorney General. The congressional health care debate goes on, and we'll have the very latest on that for you as well. We'll be talking with our panel of experts, of course, this morning. Mercedes Schlapp joins us each week, John Gizzi from Newsmax, Jennifer Harper from The Washington Times, Cheryl Atkinson from Full Measure, and also be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who you see a lot on Fox and the other channels on national security. So, the latest now on the Sessions situation is, I won't even call it a scandal because there's no scandal there, but the latest is that Attorney General Jeff Sessions plans on Monday to provide amended testimony regarding his contacts with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. during the presidential election. Justice Department spokesman said on Friday, Sessions will also respond to questions raised by Democratic senators. The 9 Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee had asked that Sessions appear again before the committee to discuss the subject. They say significant questions remain unanswered. The Republican chairman, Senator Chuck Grassley, rejected their request. Good work. Senator Grassley. Sessions has recused himself already from any probe that examines communications between Donald Trump's aides and Moscow. His decision, of course, came after the revelations that Sessions spoke twice with the Russian ambassador during the campaign and failed to say so despite questioning from Congress. Now, that's from an Associated Press report this morning. I think this is the first time it's been cast correctly. Sessions spoke twice with the Russian ambassador. This thing at the convention, the Republican convention, it's a bunch of people around, and I think, you know, it was kind of a grip and greet, you know, with a group of people. That's not a meeting. He spoke to them, but it's not a meeting. I mean, if you want to go with that, I've had meetings with a whole bunch of interesting people in my life. I've had meetings with Fleetwood Mac. You know, gosh, back in my younger day, I had a meeting with Fleetwood Mac. I didn't have a meeting with him. I met him for 2 seconds, met them for 2 seconds backstage. I met him backstage. It wasn't a meeting. But that's all the thing was at the convention, as far as I can tell. It wasn't a meeting. But, you know, meeting fits the narrative of trying to smear yet another Republican in the administration. So now, here's another thing out of the AP. This is a nifty little report they give us called Right Now, which comes out just about right now, just from the last hour or so. Now, this is according to the Associated Press. Facing a new wave of questions about his ties to Russia, President Donald Trump is telling advisors and allies that he may shelve, at least temporarily, his plan to pursue a deal with Moscow on the Islamic State Group and other national security matters. That's a report from the Associated Press, and they attribute it to administration officials and Western diplomats. Don't say any names there, but it says, in conversations with diplomats and other officials, Trump and his aides have ascribed the new thinking to Moscow's recent provocations. But the reconsideration of a central tenet of his foreign policy underscores the growing political risks in forging closer relations with Russia. Okay, that's what they say. Well, did you see Rand Paul knocking on doors over in the House looking for the Republican healthcare overhaul? Interesting. We'll talk with John Gizzi a little bit about, publicity stunts and things like that. Whether that was a publicity stunt or not, I don't know. But typically when you have a group of cameras following you around, knocking on doors, asking for legislation you want to see, that sounds like a publicity stunt to me. But anyway, the Republicans do seem set to start muscling their legislation through Congress to reshape the country's health care system. But the question is, will the Republicans be united? Conservatives are complaining that Republican proposals are too timid. That could undermine the efforts. So these unresolved disputes over taxes and Medicaid rage on. Now, what's next? Well, the House Committee on Energy and the House Committee on Ways and Means. So it's the House Committee on Energy and Commerce and the House Committee on Ways and Means plan to begin voting Wednesday on the legislation unless problems emerge. Well, that's a big unless, because they probably will. But the leaders do want to push the package through the House this month, and they hope the Senate can consider it by the April recess of the Congress. So we're going to see how that plays out. Hey, we're going to talk a lot more in the next segment about the Jeff Sessions situation, Nancy Pelosi's claims that she never met with the ambassador, Claire McCaskill's claims she never met with the ambassador, debunked. Get to those very shortly. Also, we've got the sounds of the Attorney General up on the Fox News channel with Tucker Carlson the other evening, and we'll get the very latest in what Donald Trump has said directly from the horse's mouth. It's coming up right after traffic and weather.
What a difference just a few minutes makes. We've got several accidents to report. We'll start in Virginia on 95 southbound right at Falmouth exit. We've got an accident there. It's on the left side of the road. A little bit of a delay from brake taps for the most part and onlooker delays. 395 northbound, the ramp to get onto eastbound Seminary. We've got a left lane crash there. Say to the right, you should be able to get through okay. And on 395 southbound, just before King Street, we've got an accident all off on the right shoulder. A couple of cars involved in that. On the Maryland side, 95 northbound, just past 216, we've got an accident blocking a left lane through there, too. Busy Saturday morning already on the freeways across the area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It is cold outside this morning. It's like 25 degrees. What was it, 80 degrees earlier this week? Well, it's 25 right now. We'll have a possibility of some sunshine today, which is a good, you know, that's a good thing for us. But it is cold outside this morning in Washington. It actually feels like 21. We'll be up to 42 this afternoon in the sunshine. And then for tonight, down to 21 again. And for tomorrow, sunshine, highs only up to 41. So a very crisp weekend so far. 25 outside in D.C. right now. We're heading up to 42. And it's quarter after 6 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
So we continue on the Saturday Morning Update, and a bunch of things to try and squeeze in here. All right, so everybody's dumping on poor Jeff Sessions because the guy, you know, in his role as a senator on the Armed Services Committee, met with, what, 25 ambassadors last year, and Sergey happened to be one of them, Mr. Kislyak, and boy, did he get in hot water for that. So all the Democrats pouncing, Chuck Schumer, whew, boy. Anyway, Pelosi, all of them, all over them, right? So this is a great article that is from Politico. All right. Photo contradicts Pelosi's statement about not meeting Kislyak. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said Friday that she's never met with the current Russian ambassador, Sergey Kislyak. Not with this Russian ambassador, no, Pelosi told Politico's Jake Sherman and Anna Palmer during an interview when she was asked if she'd ever met with the Russian envoy. However, there's a file photo out there from Nancy Pelosi's meeting with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. Now, see, I could leave 2010 out of the story because it doesn't quite fit the narrative. See, if I hadn't put the date in, it probably would have sounded a lot more recent, which is what a lot of the mainstream media is doing now. They're not putting all the facts into the stories. Leave out pertinent details. But I'll put it in there so that we can be fair and, you know, accurate. The meeting was in 2010. She's with Medvedev. Kislyak's at the table right across from Pelosi. She was the House Speaker then. Steny Hoyer was there, too. So anyway, Pelosi is debunked. Now, the way they tried to spin this one, this is what I love about the Dems, okay? So they asked a spokesman for Pelosi to square the comments about never having met the guy or had a meeting with him and be sitting across the table in a meeting from him. Okay, so how do we make that one work? So Drew Hamill comes out and says, she never had a solo meeting. That's what she meant. Oh, she never had a private one-on-one with him. That's not what she said, but that's what she meant. Oh, are you kidding me? So as the story continues, Jeff Sessions didn't have a private meeting, did he? He didn't have a one-on-one. No. He had his staff in the meeting. How's that a secret? That wasn't a secret meeting or clandestine meeting like the media tried to spin it. And he met with the ambassador from Ukraine the next day. Remember Russia, Ukraine? They don't get along too well. Bitter enemies. So Sessions meets the Russian ambassador one day, meets the ambassador from Ukraine the next day. You're not seeing that in the news stories. Very few news stories have brought out the fact that it was back-to-back meetings with these guys. So here's another gem. Claire McCaskill, in the tank for Hillary forever, Missouri Democrat, she tweeted that in her 10 years on the Armed Services Committee, she had received no call or meeting with a Russian ambassador ever. That's quoting the tweet. No call or meeting with Russian ambassador ever. But, as Politico reports, she was confronted with a pair of her own tweets from 2013 and 2015 in which she described a meeting and a call with Kislyak. Well, after that, McCaskill walked back her comment. So if Senator McCaskill, this is my comment, if Senator McCaskill applies the same standard to herself that she and the Democrats are applying to the Attorney General, then wouldn't that make her a liar too, if they apply the same standard? No, it's double standards. Of course, there are always double standards. If you're a Republican, you can't do this, but if you're a Democrat, you can. If you're a Republican and it's wrong, it's wrong. If you're a Democrat, two wrongs make a right. It's the whole Hillary Clinton campaign. Two wrongs make a right. Well, they did it too, so I'm okay. Come on, please. So, are we going to get an apology from Nancy Pelosi or Claire McCaskill, the apology that's owed the Attorney General, and a public apology for their misleading statements? I doubt it. I'm not holding my breath. Be gone before the weekend's over. And did you see either of these stories sensationalized by the major networks? The way they've sensationalized Jeff Sessions, two times he met Sergey Kislyak? Oh, don't forget, Kislyak was at the White House 22 times during the Obama administration. And you do remember, Obama and his administration left our relationship with Russia in tatters. The Trump administration is trying to fix it. Maybe they got a little overzealous. They wanted to meet with the ambassador a little earlier than maybe they should have. But I think the intentions were good, in spite of what the Democrats would have us think or try to think. 6:21, it is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. The president's in Palm Beach. Stopped in Orlando on the way. Was at a school yesterday. And, you know, the president is eager to look at school choice, as you saw in the presidential speech the other night. And this is one of the comments that the speech president made at a Catholic school in Florida yesterday.
In my address to Congress and just about any place else I can speak, education is the civil rights issue of our time. And it's why I've asked Congress to support a school choice bill.
And Donald Trump continued in his comments yesterday at that Catholic school in Florida.
Reverend King hoped that inferior education would become, as he said, quote, a thing of the past. And we're going to work very much for the future and what he predicted would be the future.
So that's president, and of course he'll be criticized for that as well. So it's 6:23, Saturday morning update. Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
You know the phrase, when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail? If you're relying on an individual financial advisor for financial advice, you might not be getting the results you're looking for. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Our 15 professionals work together to provide you with complete financial solutions. For thoughtful financial advice, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get two free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin-purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
Hey, it's Larry, and I'm doing what most people on this planet have a really tough time doing. I'm losing weight and getting healthy. I've lost 23 pounds, not because I'm special, but because I have help. I'm 23 pounds lighter because of EMP 180 and my New Year's resolution. Now, anytime is a good time for a resolution to invest in yourself, right? So why not now? This past week, 4 pounds gone. The week before, I gained a pound of precious muscle. And my point is, if I was doing this on my own with no professional help, do you think I would have been hung up with the 1 pound added? With EMP, it's a journey that's mapped out for me, so you won't get hung up on the scale. The results are a byproduct of the healthy plan, and the overall success is, well, intoxicating. Each week moves you in the right direction towards that prize, the goal. Absolutely the best plan I've ever done. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620, 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
You've all heard that President Obama just can't get enough of being president. Well, Dateline Paris. The slogan on posters in Paris streets translates as, "Yes, we can." Heard that before. Well, the people behind the campaign are urging Barack Obama to join the French presidential race. Online petition has attracted 45,000 signatures in 10 days. They hope to reach 1 million supporters by March 15th. Now, I don't know how they're going to do that because it took them 10 days to get 45,000 signatures, and they've got 11 days to reach 1 million. So they're going to have to crank up the volume there a little bit on the results. It's the April-May presidential election. So far has been dominated by a corruption investigation targeting the conservative François Fillon. The organizers say they want to inject a dose of humor in the campaign. I'm not sure I find it funny because you never know what might happen over there. Anyway, so on the show today, we have Jennifer Harper coming up right after the news. We're going to talk about some of the negative news. We're going to talk about Donald Trump and the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Also coming up, Cheryl Atkinson is with us, and she talks with the Republican senator from Wisconsin, who's the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, about the differences in the way the Trump administration is approaching terrorism versus the way the Obama administration approaches terrorism. Interesting stuff. And also the big story out there on the allegations of a possible link between baby powder and ovarian cancer, 2,000 lawsuits around the country. And Cheryl has looked into that. John Gizzi will be joining us. We'll put the president's speech in perspective from earlier in the week, talk more about Jeff Sessions, the diplomatic corps in general, and also Rand Paul's hunt for the Obamacare replacement. We'll talk about all that with John Gizzi this morning. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us, National Security Advisor, and we're going to talk with Tony about the latest on a Yemen strike that the U.S. Had 30 airstrikes in less than 48 hours, and the significance of that action in Yemen and the results. And that's just some of what's coming up on the Saturday morning update. Coming up on 6:29, the news is coming up at 6:30.
You know, this weather is all over the place, but no matter what's going on outside your house, you're always tracking mud, dirt, pollen, and grime into your home. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and our friend Joe Hadid wants to help out with a deep-down professional cleaning for your fine Persian and Oriental rugs. Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process which ensures the removal of pet odor, dirt, grime, bacteria, viruses, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now, for the first time ever, Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain kinds of rugs. He's developed an expedited cleaning process that is fast and will save you money. More great news, Hadid's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get a third rug cleaned absolutely free. That's right, I said absolutely free. Plus, it includes free pickup and delivery. To learn more or schedule an appointment, go online to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com. Or call this number, 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111.
I am in full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually agreeing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
It's 630 on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. Good morning, I'm James Stanley. Troubles at home may have pushed one man over the edge. A call came in to Montgomery County Police early Friday saying that a man claiming to have a bomb was threatening a Montgomery County judge and others.
It may have been related to as far as a domestic issue, a divorce issue, and possible child custody and support issues.
Police Captain Paul Starks didn't know if the judge the man threatened was one that was presiding over his divorce and custody battle. Police stopped the man and arrested him on Falls Road at 270. The bomb squad didn't find any explosives in his car. Police haven't yet ID'd the man or said what he's being charged with. A couple of teenagers were killed and another injured in a single vehicle crash in Charles County. Major Chris Becker of the Charles County Sheriff's Office tells a local radio station that the car was apparently speeding when it reached a congested area in Waldorf. A 33-year-old Maryland man has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for assaulting five women at knife point while they were walking home from Washington, D.C. metro stations. Demetrius Banks of Riverdale, Maryland, was found guilty in November of nearly two dozen felony counts after a four-week trial in Superior Court. His sentence was just handed down on Friday. A federal appeals court has upheld a law used to prosecute people who disrupt Supreme Court proceedings. That ruling on Friday involves five people who stood up as the high court was gaveled into session in 2015 and began speaking or singing in protest of court rulings. They argue that the law barring loud language or making oration in the building is unconstitutionally vague. Now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads, 95 southbound right at Falmouth exit. We've got an accident there. It's on the left side of the road. 395 northbound, the ramp to get onto eastbound Seminary. We've got a left lane crash there. And on 395 southbound, just before King Street, we've got an accident all off on the right shoulder. A couple of cars involved in that. No problems on the Beltway inner loop or outer loop. And we aren't seeing any delays through the district this early Saturday morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Sunny today, high of only 41. 21 overnight, though, with clear skies. Sunny with a high of 41 on Sunday, just like today. We're going to warm up to close to 60 on Monday, with a chance of rain in the forecast Monday night. Should last a couple of days. Right now, it's fair and 28 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
The National Capital Boat Show is back in 2017 with everything you need to hit the water. March 10th through the 12th, shop special show pricing on ski boats, pontoons, pleasure crafts, and more. Plus, experts will be on hand to answer questions and provide information on maintenance, repair, boat safety, and more. Now's the time to buy, and it's only at the Dulles Expo Center, March 10th through the 12th. Easy to find, and parking is free. For more information, visit NationalCapitalBoatShow.com. That's NationalCapitalBoatShow.com.
2017, new year, new administration, and maybe even, with the right real estate agent, new neighbors. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and if you've been considering selling your home, take my advice and call Frank Brindle today. Frank Brindle of RE/MAX Allegiance is an expert on real estate, and he has perfected a marketing system that sells homes faster and for more money than other local agents. When George was looking to sell his Rockville investment property, he trusted Frank. Frank listed it, engineered the perfect marketing plan, and generated multiple offers. The home sold quickly and for top dollar. There's no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel, and it's no secret that I trust Frank. So call the only agent that I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Want to unlock the secrets to a successful retirement? Listen to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services, Sundays at 3, right here on WMAL.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Thanks for being with us, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It is always great to get the pulse of what's going on in the media and in the public with Jennifer Harper. She writes inside the Beltway for the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
All right. Negative news media gets slapped back. Explain that to us.
Yeah, how about that? I always watch when these things happen, and they happen quite a bit. Of course, everybody knows that President Trump is picking up just loads and loads and loads of negative press. In fact, our friends over at the Media Research Center, those meticulous analysts that I love to quote, they did a recent study of the evening news coverage of President Trump during the first 30 days of his office. They determined that 88% of the coverage about Donald Trump was hostile. Was negative.
Wow.
And of course, I think a lot of us all knew that. And these are the same researchers that found out during his campaign. They did a 3-month study of the broadcast coverage of Mr. Trump to find that 91% of it was negative. And the funny thing about all this, Rick, is the news media and the Democrats alike may think that they're really showing how strong they are and how they're pushing back and how brave they are and how they're on message and unified and all that type of thing. But, you know, a lot of voters are really getting kind of fatigued with this. They're ready for lawmakers who are going to work on Capitol Hill. They're ready to see President Trump's idea come into fruition, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, there's another poll here, Rasmussen Reports poll finds that 63% of Americans say that it would be better for America, that's the words, if the Democrats cooperated with the GOP. And even 46% of Democrats think that as well. So that will tell you something. But enough of all my endless numbers. Let's talk about some of the pushback. Indeed, the press watchdogs have come on the scene, and they are pushing back against fake news. They're pushing back against endless negative narratives about Mr. Trump. And certainly, a gentleman who's very familiar to you and WMAL listeners, talk radio kingpin Rush Limbaugh, he's right there every day, and he helps people to understand what they're seeing and listening, because at this point, the public, it cannot be sure of whether they're hearing genuine news, whether they're hearing a trumped-up Trump bashing, they don't know. And people like Rush Limbaugh, lots of them, they go out there and they untangle all of this for the public. They help them to become good news consumers. They help to cite when the media is getting melodramatic, whether there's some press parlor tricks coming on. And it's very helpful, and this is what Rush Limbaugh just said the other day. He said, it is my intention to inform you and let you know how you are being entirely misled. If your sources are ABC, the New York Times, and the Washington Post, you are being purposefully, totally misled because they are part of the agenda. That's what he has to say. So I think what's happening is you're seeing a work in progress here. Certainly the press and the Democrats are shrill and running after the news consumers with all of their news, fake and otherwise. And thank goodness there are people to tell us what is happening.
So the president's made many decisions since he's gotten into the White House, breaking with tradition, including one with the White House correspondents. Tell us about the decision and the dinner.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You know, following this great week, following a great speech and lots of accolades in the press for his performance on Tuesday night, which a lot of people called historic. Well, he made another historic decision, and as you mentioned, that was his decision to skip the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Now, you know, and all of our listeners know that when the White House Correspondents' Dinner comes, it's a gridlock down on Connecticut Avenue and hysteria in the media and so forth and so on. And you got to wonder about this dinner because there are 2,600, quote, correspondents who showed up. There really only are about 250 bona fide White House correspondents out there. And there are celebrities, lobbyists, PR people, military brass, all kinds of high-profile folks like to come to this. And you have to remember, this is an event that started in 1923 with 50 reporters at a banquet, and it's grown into this behemoth event. And President Trump said, you know what, I'm not going to go. And there was a lot of squawking in the media, but I'll tell you what, Mr. Trump got a lot of accolades for making that decision. And one of the loudest came from Powerline.com. That's a great site. And one of the analysts there, Stephen Hayward, he said, the news media will react badly to this, but with the media already on a stark, raving, mad rage about Trump, where can they go from here? It's about time a president declined to adorn this massive exercise in media self-absorption and self-congratulation. Fake news indeed. Without Trump, C-SPAN might not even cover it, even if they get Alec Baldwin to take his place. And funny enough, Rick, there's lots of talk out there that Alec Baldwin is going to attend as President Trump, because he's got his famous impersonation he does almost every Saturday night on Saturday Night Live. So there's a lot of talk that he may actually do that for this event, and the dinner itself is next month, so it's coming right up. There's also talk that possibly President Obama, former President Obama, might show up, along with Hillary Clinton, so you never know. And I think personally that President Trump is kind of a master of showbiz, so he may outmaneuver them. We just have to wait and see.
That's interesting. Obama still wants to be president, and so does Hillary, so that might be interesting. So the rising Democratic resistance around the country has been compared to the Tea Party by some media people. What are you hearing?
Well, all of this resistance has become this kind of high art among the Democrats. In fact, next week, the next installment on the big Democratic protest against President Trump and the White House and Republicans and everything else is another one of these women's marches that's scheduled for March the 8th. This is called the Day Without Women. They're going to, they're telling women, this is directly from the march, do not engage in paid and unpaid work. They're hoping for a nationwide turnout. There's going to be one locally outside the Labor Department. Where the organizers are saying they're going to have flash mobs and artistic uprising. Anyway, all of this has been compared to the Tea Party uprising, so to speak, back in 2009. Well, the Tea Party has news for everybody. They say, absolutely not. We bear no resemblance to the Democratic resistance whatsoever. And this is coming from Mark Meckler. He is a co-founder of the original Tea Party Patriots. That's the biggest umbrella group. I think they have something like 3,000 different local memberships of Tea Partiers that have hung on. Anyway, he says that there is no relationship between the Tea Party and the new Democratic resistance. This is what he has to say. He says, a huge difference. He says the Tea Party challenges the Republican Party to become better. The resistance is all about partisanship. He says the Tea Party movement is grassroots. The resistance is astroturf. The Tea Party is not violent. The Tea Party isn't comprised of millennial crybabies upset at a single politician. The Tea Party utilizes free speech. The anti-Trump resistance squelches it. The Tea Party was attacked by the government, even though they broke no laws. The resistance is never properly even investigated by the media. The Tea Party is about love and respect. The resistance is about hatred and contempt. So he's thrown down the gauntlet there. We'll see if there's going to be a little discussion, perhaps, between the Democratic resistance and the Tea Party.
So let's do something non-political that's refreshing, non-controversial, and I guess it has to be non-human in order to do that, right?
Gee, that's a good way to put it. And yes, I think every now and then we have to take a breath of fresh air. And this is certainly it. Every year, the American Humane Association gives out the Hero Dog Awards, where they recognize exemplary dogs in 8 different categories: military dogs, law enforcement and therapy dogs, rescue dogs, guide dogs, hearing guide dogs, arson dogs, search and rescue dogs, and service dogs. But you know what? They also have a category for emerging hero dogs. This is to pay tribute to ordinary dogs who do extraordinary things. So if any of our listeners have a dog like that in their life that did something cool, you can nominate them for this award. You got to hurry up, though. The nominations have to be in by March the 8th, and it's all done online. Very easy to do. You have to upload a nice photo of your hero dog, have a little brief essay about it, and if you're named a hero dog in this category, you get $2,500, which goes to the charity of your choice. Kind of a nice idea. If you're curious, go to herodogawards.org. And that's our refreshing moment of the day. Again, that's herodogawards.org.
Very nice touch. Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway, Washington Times. Follow her on Twitter at Harper Bulletin and, of course, at thewashingtontimes.com. Thanks much.
Thank you, Rick.
6:46, Saturday morning update, WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. Cheryl Atkinson's coming up.
Well, things so far this morning are looking good in the district. We do have a couple of problems. It looks like they're all on interstates that start with a 95. We'll start in Maryland. We have a northbound 95 accident. This is right at Highway 216. Watch for this around exit number 35. It's all off on the left shoulder. They're going to have to do a traffic break in a minute to get that moved over to the right shoulder. 95 southbound in Virginia. This is right near Falmouth. We've got one lane taken out. It's the far left lane. The other lanes are okay. And we've got an overnight work zone out on Highway 123 northbound between Fairfax Boulevard and Eaton Place. All of those lanes are blocked. We'll let you know when it gets opened back up. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, look for sunshine with a high of 42 overnight. Ooh, cold again, down to 21. For tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 41. Going out this morning, it's a very crisp 27 degrees now in Washington. Feels like 21. Look for a high today of 42 in the sunshine.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Saturday morning update. We'll be talking with Cheryl Atkinson in just a couple of minutes, but right now, some news out of Tehran, Iran, this morning. Apparently, Iran has successfully test-fired a sophisticated Russian-made air defense system. That's according to the official IRNA news agency. Report came out this morning. It said that the test of the S-300 system came during a recent military exercise named Damvand. It's the name of Iran's highest mountain. I bet you didn't know that. Yeah, you learn something new every day. I didn't know that. Said the test targeted various flying objects, including missiles, with a range of up to 200 kilometers, which for us is 125 miles. The S-300 is capable of simultaneously tracking and striking multiple targets. State TV in Iran aired footage of the missiles launching from the backs of trucks. It said the test was carried out in Iran's central desert. Russia delivered the S-300 system to Iran in 2016, nearly 10 years after the initial contract had been signed. You know, if Trump was president, they would have had it in 2 years, but it took them 10. Iran signed the $800 million contract to buy the system in 2007. Russia suspended the delivery 3 years later because of strong objections from the United States and Israel. But they didn't probably have those strong objections for the last 8 years, so they went ahead and delivered it in 2016. 6:49, Saturday Morning Update.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Hi, this is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. We're a local community bank serving the greater D.C. area. If you run a business, you owe it to yourself to make the switch to John Marshall Bank. We embrace a personal approach while delivering secure, high-tech banking for each customer. Your business needs local banking solutions, which often require quick decisions. Stop by one of our branches and tell us what you need. When it comes to your business, we have the answers. Visit johnmarshallbank.com.
Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. Great to have you with us. Cheryl Atkinson joins us. She is the host of Full Measure. That's every Sunday morning, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. And a lot of great things are being said about the show, Cheryl. So congrats on success.
Thanks so much.
And this week you're talking with Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee. And what is he telling you about our current direction on the fight against terrorism in contrast to the Obama administration?
Well, he's very critical of the Obama administration, as you might imagine, pointing out, you know, how the Obama administration was reticent to call it Islamic extremist terrorism, how he called ISIS the JV team. And how on President Obama's watch, not that he's obviously directly to blame, but on President Obama's watch, Islamic extremist terrorism under ISIS and Al-Qaeda and similar groups spread from a handful of nations to something like 34. So, you know, there are Republicans who believe that a totally different approach is needed, and President Trump is certainly in that camp. The question is what he's going to do, and he hasn't put forth publicly a detailed plan. But we know, as Senator Johnson says, it will be a new direction. He gave us his thoughts on some of the things that he thinks ought to happen. For example, credibility building. First and foremost, he thinks that, he says, the U.S. has been seen as very weak in recent years, and there's just a matter of changing impressions, which he thinks is already underway in many countries as far as the strength and the power that the United States has and will influence in the future.
It seems often in the investigations after an attack, some of these guys were on the radar screen of authorities, but either it wasn't followed up on, there wasn't enough evidence. Did you talk at all about that?
I did. I pointed out, you know, the instances that we know of, and there's at least four that came to mind offhand, including the Boston Marathon bombers. One of the Saranov brothers from Russia was given to the U.S. by Russia. The name was given to the FBI and the CIA on more than one occasion. Russia warned us that these were this was an extremist fellow traveling back and forth. He gave the FBI specific information. And, you know, the FBI did interview him, but said that there was really nothing they could do to surveil him. There was not enough evidence or nothing they could do to surveil him and follow him. So, you know, I kind of asked Senator Johnson, when suspects like this are put in our lap and we can't catch them or prevent them from doing terrorist attacks, how are we to have confidence that our intelligence structure can catch people who are even harder to find? And, you know, he said, really, you can't have confidence, unfortunately. He talked about the difficulty in a free society of trying to stop people before they've committed a crime, you know, even based on good intelligence, how difficult that can be. But we've certainly got our challenges here.
Cheryl, many lawsuits around the country in claims that talcum powder has contributed to ovarian cancer. Late Friday, a St. Louis jury rejected one woman's claim, but there are multiple lawsuits around the country. You've researched this in depth. Tell us what you found.
Well, you know, I first heard of the alleged link between ovarian cancer and talcum powder, baby powder, when I worked at CNN and read a study back in around 1990 and kind of forgot about it because didn't hear much more about it, but apparently there have been many studies over the years that have made this association, and the talc industry has denied it. They point to other studies in science, they say, that shows it's perfectly safe. But we spoke to the first physician to do that first study back in the 80s, establishing what he says is an association, a Harvard physician. And, you know, he's pretty sure of himself. Both sides think they know what they're talking about. But you may wonder, how could it happen? It turns out talc is a mineral, and according to this doctor scientist, that is an inflammatory. So if it gets in your lungs, you breathe it in, or if it can work its way up a woman's reproductive tract and get in their ovaries, he says it starts an inflammation process that can trigger the cancer process. That's how it happens. So that's the allegation. And a couple of giant cases have been lost by these talc companies, by Johnson & Johnson, in the last about year or so. Three cases to the tune of like $160, $180 million. But the talc industry is fighting. They've prevailed in other courts in New Jersey. So just a fascinating case. Now, we found some internal documents from the lawsuits that show Johnson & Johnson's own consultant in one case warned them in an internal letter, if you keep denying these links, and he wrote, there are nine studies at the time with showing statistically significant link, and you risk being viewed like the tobacco industry, denying everything in the face of the obvious evidence. So that warning came across. There was other evidence that we found pretty interesting. There currently are cancer warnings on industrial talc before it is made into baby powder, so the workers handling it know, but then the consumers aren't warned. So I thought that was very interesting, too. But we'll also hear from the talc industry, a spokesman who spoke with us about why he says there isn't a link and that these giant lawsuits shouldn't be won in these courts the way that some of them have been.
Well, you know, there are about 2,000 state and federal lawsuits pending, and what's interesting, three St. Louis juries earlier returned verdicts in favor of the plaintiffs, and those settlements, you know, you were mentioning $197 million awarded by three earlier St. Louis juries, and then Friday, that jury rejected that woman's claim. Interesting.
That same court, yeah, and you know, each case is on its own. Even if there is a link, allegedly, it doesn't mean that it's proven to cause a specific person's cancer. That person has to prove it in court. And even though three juries agreed earlier, they obviously felt that this woman's case wasn't strong enough or they didn't present a good enough case for the connection to her cancer and talcum powder.
One of the things I enjoy about watching Full Measure is that you often are uncovering incredible waste and incredible things that go on with people's tax dollars in areas that you just wouldn't expect to see that kind of abuse of our tax dollars. What do you have on tap for tomorrow?
Well, we asked Lisa Fletcher to look into something, one of my producers' sort of pet project. All the tens of millions of dollars that taxpayers are asked to put into stadiums to lure sports teams, professional sports teams there, or to keep them happy and make them stay. And, you know, usually the promise is, you know, with the economic benefit of all of this, you'll get that much money and more back in return. So she looked into that question. Is it true that we get our money back and then some when tax money is invested in these stadiums, really going in a way into the pockets of these millionaire and billionaire sports executives? And she found that sometimes the taxpayers do not get what they were promised. You know, there are a lot of promises made on the front end of what's going to happen. So she digs into it, and she made a fun visit to St. Louis. They lost the Rams to Los Angeles, and she visited probably the biggest fan left in St. Louis who still wishes that they were there and explores, you know, what it meant in St. Louis when they lost that team.
It's Full Measure tomorrow morning, ABC 7, 10 o'clock, and at various times throughout the day on News Channel 8. As always, Cheryl Atkinson, thank you so much. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks, Rick.
We're at 6:58. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and we have the second hour of the program coming up. We're going to talk with John Gizzi right after the 7 o'clock news, and in our conversation with John, we will touch on the Jeff Sessions hoopla, the presentation of the Democrats this week, blowing everything out of proportion. Also, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You may have heard that the president is not attending. Well, John Gizzi is a White House correspondent. How does he feel about it? Well, we're going to find out. And you may have seen the video of Rand Paul banging on doors looking for that Obamacare replacement legislation on Capitol Hill yesterday. Well, we're going to ask John about that. The grandstanding, is that something new, or is there a little background to that? It's all coming up on the Saturday Morning Update, along with Mercedes Schlapp from the Fox News Channel and also Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. Stay with us.
This is such a blow to investors. You know what, right now, breaking
it takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.